Elliot.
Hello.
I prepared for this week to be a nothing week. Because
and then everything
next,
happened.
Yeah, because next week, ESL Pro League starts on Tuesday. So we're just not going to cover that a week ahead of time. We'll just cover it on Wednesday as we normally would. And I had one of our social media guys who helped us with our wiki game a couple weeks ago help out with something new today for something that we wanted to do and a bunch of other stuff, right? So I was ready to make a filler episode here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then everything changed.
Yeah, like everyone just decided all of a sudden. Like the newsletter we did on Monday? I was
Sunday
scrambling
into
for
Monday.
A story.
Yeah.
Scrambling for a third story. We were covering Ecstatic getting bought by Gaming Gladiators. I'm not going to pretend I care about that. And then all of a sudden, like a day afterwards, fucking everything changed. Like, so I knew that Cloud9 were dropping out of Pro League, but I didn't know why, and I wasn't allowed to say anything about it. I was like, well, I can't put that in the newsletter. I can't talk about that on the podcast, whatever. I didn't know that it was because Electronic was leaving.
Let's, I think let's just start the podcast because there's two particularly large stories. Yeah. I think we'll skim past the first story of the three, which is that Gaming Gladiators bought a Statics roster, yeah. Which fine. The thing I do want to touch on this is I like Gaming Gladiators in Counter-Strike. Because they do have this like really huge Dota presence.
Yeah.
And I like them existing in Dota. And so I think it's cool they're in Counter-Strike. That's it. We finished our Gaming Gladiators. So let's talk about the electronic bit, the electronic of it all. Just out of absolutely fucking nowhere. Like literally there was no rumor, nothing. We didn't even get an Overdrive tweet ahead.
No.
Virtus Pro Sign Electronic from Cloud9.
Yeah, in place of Mir. And I'm probably Mir's biggest fan, but he hasn't been the player VP hope they were getting. Certainly in CS2, he had flashes in CSGO where he was really good. In CS2, he hasn't been that good. So it makes sense, right? Electronics has played in these heavy system-based systems. He's played in these heavy under heavy system-based IGLs before. So he should be fine in this team.
To be fair,
seems like a win.
You're going from a heavy base system IGL, like any of the IGLs he's basically ever played under, going all the way back to Zeus, right? Or actually Blade on flip side.
Like, I was thinking more Blade on flip side was where he sort of got his break, right? I'm going to move my camera, it's winding me up. he played under Blade at flip side. Blade obviously trained Boomich, Na'Vi. So he's played in these systems. He knows what he's doing in a system. Now he goes to Jayne, which is a similar concept.
As I say, he played for Zeus in there too. The thing is you, as we talked about on this podcast, you've talked about in the newsletter, we talked about every fucking where, is that there is an amount of like Virtus Pro takes everything and then pushes it even farther. That Jayne has this like you must save. It's like it is a certain decision kind of thing, and he takes it to this extreme. He also takes the system thing to an extreme. Like that's a fucking system right there. Similar to the way that old Astralis was a system.
Yeah.
And so I think there will be some amount of like Electronic's been playing with Boomich or Zeus or Blade basically his entire career up until he played with Nafani and then he was IGL. We don't talk about the last like year, but
even then he's gone back under Boomich, right?
Yeah, but this is a very, very systemy thing. Like whatever he knew before, this is even more extreme.
Yeah, like there will be a learning curve for him, but I think he'll be perfectly fine in this VP team, and it should be a very good team. Like this team
was already good. Like, let's be clear, this team was good already.
There's kind of no reason this VP team can't win events outside of FaZe and Donk existing.
Yeah. So The second part that goes with this is that the Virtus Pro CEO came out and basically said, yeah, we're willing to spend basically whatever we need to do to make this team good, to make this like a major winning team. Good yeah. was not he was they were the basically they said they were disappointed with they didn't make playoffs in Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. Fine, reasonable.
They were a little bit cheated to not make playoffs, to be fair.
Yeah, but they didn't make playoffs.
They make playoffs if the game works properly.
But like, what do you go to do that? You just sign one of the best players from a floundering team who you know has been the second best player on a major winning roster? Like,
pretty much. I mean,
that seems like a good shout to me.
Yeah, like, what more can you say? Like, there's nothing we can say about Electronic that hasn't been said for the past 5 years. Like, on when Electronic is on his game, he's one of the scariest players in world Counter-Strike. Like,
yep.
He can and does regularly take over games as an aggressive piece. He should be the player that they thought they were getting when they signed Mir. A second sort of aggressive lurk player who can be the front of the tip of the spear, which Norbert has been doing a lot more in CS2 than Mir. I mean, Mir has also... there's rumours of him being quite difficult to work with, has persisted over years. Electronic doesn't have that same cloud, and I think in a team like Virtus Pro, where it's all the system, it's all the team, that's probably a beneficial thing as well. He becomes a second voice. Although, from what I gather, Flit was the second voice before. So, I think Harry of TLDR and HLTV Nero was saying how Electronic and Flit might overlap in that sense, in that they both want to be the second voice of the team. They both want to be a star fragger. They don't necessarily play the same positions, but there is some clash in terms of that. We'll see how that develops, but I don't see that being too much of an issue.
As I said, I don't foresee that being an issue, because I have a feeling that for them to do this move like this says they are certain of it working. Mm-hmm. Right. Generally, we hear like rumors through and around and like, oh, maybe Electronic is signing with Virtus Pro. It's very the amount of times per year we get a team announcing their signing being the first time we've heard of it.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year. Maybe.
A Leash to Complexity.
That was the last time.
Yeah.
Can't even remember a time before that, to be honest. Like,
Device to NIP.
No, I thought that was rumored for like a week in advance.
No, it literally just happened.
But like, so I remember the point is Device to NIP. Device to NIP was in 2019 or early 2020. Like, it's been 4 fucking years since that. So, yeah. Fine. Yeah. So like, this team's very good. I don't think there's anything more we need to say on that. Like,
what you were saying about, like, oh, they're willing to spend whatever it takes to make this team better and become a major winning team. Who realistically can they sign that improves this team?
Donk.
Realistically.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a realistic thing. Like, no, like,
you can say you're not going to spend whatever it takes. You're not going to spend to buy Donk. I promise
no,
you're not going to spend
but
that.
But it's like, first of all, you don't want to sign a player that can't speak Russian, because James English is okay, but
I think
like this
James,
whole team is
Fame has good English. James English is okay. I don't think Flit.
But this whole team has been a Russian speaking team since James has been IGLing realistically.
Oh, yeah.
So you need a player who can speak Russian, and you can't buy out Simple for this. Like, regardless of
team.
He won't play on a Russian team. Yeah, as I say, regardless of the numbers, he won't play on a Russian team. Mm-hmm. And so literally, if you go through who are the best players in CIS, okay, it's Donk, who you can't sign.
Monacy.
It's Simple, who won't sign with you. Monacy, who you won't be able to sign.
Unless you're going to make Jame Rifle, which kind of takes
the whole
system. So.
So what's your fourth best choice? It's
Electronic.
That's literally the best realistic signing they could have made. But
like Axile of 2 years ago.
But Axile isn't Axile anymore. I was going to say, you could you look through the rest of this Cloud9 team. Like, I guess you could sign Shiro, but that also doesn't... why did I say Shiro for Cloud9? I guess you could technically sign Shiro from...
It does feel weird that he's not on the team. It does feel
You could technically sign Shiro from Spirit, but that still gives you the same op issue you had before. Are you going to make Jame Rifle or Shiro Rifle? Neither of them are as good as Mir at rifling. Even though Mir hasn't been great...
I think Shiro might be nowadays.
Okay, but like, but we are...
I take the point. Like, you're not going to sign him.
You're not going to spend a ton of money to go sign Shiro over Mir to rifle. Yeah, that's just a waste of money.
Trying to look through now and see if there's anyone else who would even be... Like, you're not going to sign Glowing off the back of one tournament. Like, there's maybe like Magna Yez at Bet Boom, who's meant to be the next big thing. Like, if you really want to gamble, they've already tried Chiron, so they're not going to try Chiron. Then you're looking at like taking a gamble on like a Forester or something.
But if you take a gamble on a player, then it kind of feels
electronic getting back.
You might as well gamble on electronic, who definitely has a certain floor. Like, you know his floor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's won a major, even on Cloud9 when they were the half and half team, the Gambit Cloud9, the Gambit Navi team. Even then, that was a bad team on LAN, and electronic was still doing well.
Yeah.
You know he can perform. That's not a question.
He can be quite streaky, but I do think that there's a certain consistency to the way VP play that we'll get a consistent level out of electronic, whether or not that is the 1.25 electronic or it's the 1.08 electronic, I don't know.
But either way, if he is consistently at a floor of 108, and he has less... And I say this, again, not knowing everything within the team, but he has less behavioral problems than Mir is rumored to have. That's an upgrade on its own. And then you have the ability for Electronic to be the second best player in the world that he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like you said, if you get the best out of Electronic, there's no reason this team can't win tournaments.
And if you get – and it, again, if you get the worst at Electronic, there's still not many reasons why this team can't win.
It's probably not going to win events with a – with a not peak electronic, because FaZe, Mal, Spirit are so good.
I think they fight for event wins. All right, let's talk about it.
They're a more consistent top 8 team.
Let's talk about a team that couldn't seem to win events, and therefore have moved on.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love this time. Furia, a team in which we have been clowning on for... Yes.
But the thing is, you make it sound like we're haters.
No,
I fucking love Fury. I love art as well, like the player. Like not so. I'm not a big painting guy. Like, whatever. I fucking love the guy. Like, I love the way he plays Counter Strike. I know it's flawed. I know it's probably not the best way, but I just like I enjoy watching him, and I think it's very pure. And I always want Fury to do well. I think the Counter Strike world is better when there's a really good Brazilian team.
I agree with every point in that. But you and I have been saying for the last 2 years that there was a time and place for art, and this is not that. And it seems that the organization has finally agreed with us and every HLTV commenter and every backseat GM on Twitter and probably Art himself right now.
I don't know. Have you not seen
the Dust 2 article? we'll talk about it.
I saw there was a Reddit thread of like his translated quotes.
Dust 2 has an article about it.
I prefer to trust random Redditors over Ryan at Dust 2 Friends.
I think this one is Gonk Oak, so I think we're safe.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. This one's a trusted Dust 2 writer. No, it could have been Ryan. Hey, Scoob was on the podcast. He was a trusted Dust 2 writer.
Obviously.
We can't trust Ryan. His last name is Friend. How could you possibly?
Yeah. Every time I call him Ryan, nobody's friend. He says, that's what they called me in middle school. And I have to say, yeah, I told them to say it.
All right. Okay, let's jump back on this. So Furia minus Art minus Gary. So Gary is moving to the head of esports role at Furia, which honestly is probably a fine move for him.
He gets in saying Gary is Portuguese for war.
You're expecting a lot from me here, man.
If it's not, and I've made that up, that's incredible. I've just made something up.
translate section. It's wars, apparently. And it's Corsican. Wait, Corsican. Maybe it may be actually Portuguese, and just Google Translate has decided Corsican was the right thing. Oh wait, I just translated it from Corsican to Portuguese. Well, that's wrong. Okay, whatever.
It doesn't seem to be war, but
it may be. Either way. So yeah, Gary gone, Art gone.
Yeah.
They're practicing with Kai, who's from their academy, instead of Art. Now, Kai is not an IGL. This means that the IGLing will go to Fallen. Because, you know, you presume.
You never know.
The thought process, you know, makes sense. If you spent $700,000 to buy Fallen,
yeah,
one of the greatest in-game leaders of all time, you may want him to in-game lead.
Well, yeah. But, like, would you be massively surprised if in a week's time they did an interview and it was, oh yeah, actually Kay Cerato is in game leading?
Here's the thing. You could have said, would you be surprised? And the word fury in the same sentence, and the answer is no.
If because they were the best team in the world.
I would not be surprised.
I fucking well would.
Actually, yeah, I would be very surprised. there was a point in 2020 when they were the second best team in the world after Evil Geniuses. Let's remember that being a time, because
they were the second best team in the world, and by the world you mean the Americas.
Yeah, but HLTV still did rankings.
Yeah,
weird time. So they're bringing in this player from Academy who was fine in Academy.
Have you seen the Lorda's tweet about him?
No,
Lorda's tweeted, "I watched one demo of Kai, and let me tell you, they must be desperate to get rid of Art." I've not watched him play, but
you have no information on
that. His shit, so
Coach Lau, who's
him, I'm good enough. He's good enough for me.
Coach Lau, who is not doing demo reviews anymore, has done a demo review and said
he just said, "Yeah,
this is not the guy.
They must be desperate to get rid of Art."
Here's the thing: I don't know who they get, and it's not a like I don't. There's no help in the Brazilian scene of like anyone that they could get. There is actually plenty of good riflers that they could get. I don't know how much Furia would like to spend on a player. And this is Brazil. Let me remind you that Fallen's buyout from Imperial was $700,000.
And they bought Cello as well.
Yeah, it's rumored that like Big Uzera, wasn't it like $600,000 or $700,000 too?
Brazilian prices are mental,
like,
dude.
Nissan is like...
Nissim
is like $400,000 or some shit. Like... Whoever it is, there's a really – like if you want a top Brazilian talent, there is a huge price tag because buyouts are really large there. And
it's insane, isn't it?
So the Furia Academy was supposed to be the solution to this, right? It was supposed to be, hey, we're going to make it our own academy team. That way we don't have to deal with Brazilian buyouts. When was the last time that Furia Academy ever hit on a player?
Yeah.
They had drop – they had Honda for, like, Honda?
He's kind of bad.
No, the only player that they hit on is not in Fury Academy anymore, which is Decenty.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who else?
So, the Brazilian prices thing is really odd because Brazil sort of lives in its entirely own ecosystem where the prices are inflated between each other because nobody wants to sell to their rivals. But because they're the only people who speak Portuguese... in Counter-Strike, it's not really there. Obviously, there is the Portuguese scene, but like,
then bring Fox back. Well, bring Fox back. That's what we need,
because they don't want to sell to each other because they're all rivals, right? So that ups the prices, but they can't go abroad and sign other players, so they have to buy internally, so they have to pay these prices. So people just keep hiking the prices up, and Brazilian teams don't want to go international, so they have almost no choice but to buy these players at inflated prices. And it looks insane to the rest of the world, but they have to pay these prices if they want Brazilian players.
Here's the thing. If you're a non-Furia team in Brazil, the prices don't actually affect you that much. Here's my reasoning. If you're Pain Gaming and you sell Big Uzera to a team, you get $700,000, let's say, and then you can go buy a player like Nissim with $400,000, and you've actually made a net profit of $300,000 in there, and you may be an okay team still. The problem is that Furia doesn't sell its players because they are supposedly top of the pyramid, right? They're the ones at the top. They want the players, but they don't sell their players. And when they get rid of a player, which comes few and far between, it's a player like Drop, like Safe, who they're not selling because other teams go and say, look, you're getting rid of this guy. We're not going to buy him from you.
Or they won't pay a lot.
Or they won't pay a lot.
He's like, you're not paying him anyway.
So most of the non-Furia teams in Brazil actually make money off of buyouts. Yeah, and so they are able to sustain this exorbitant buyout because they themselves are doing it. Furia is the only one that can't.
Everyone other than Furia has the same buying power, even if the numbers are inflated.
Yeah.
Furia have the same buying power over their own system that other teams do because the prices are so high. Yeah.
As long as everyone's inflation and numbers stay the same, it doesn't matter what the number is.
There was insane numbers around like Malbs when he was being bought out by 00 Nations. Like, because he speaks Portuguese fluently. So that doubles your price because there's a limited number of teams and they all want you and they don't want to sell to each other. It's similar to how there's a team in football called Athletic Bilbao who are in Bilbao.
I do know. Yes, we've talked about this. Who have insanely high numbers because they only play
players from the Basque region of Spain. It's a very limited pool. So when they get a good player and everyone wants them, they're like, give us 80 million because they can't replace easily because they can only buy from a very limited pool. That player is worth infinitely more to them than it is to other people. So it's similar in Portugal. Where it's like, this player speaks Portuguese. He's so valuable to the Portuguese scene that he's just worth more to the Portuguese-speaking scene, I should say. It's very interesting because it doesn't happen in Germany as such, even though it's a similar thing because there's not as many teams competing for top spot. There's big
But also, the German teams, many of them, and the German players, will go to an international organization.
Yeah, there's also quickly. They usually speak English.
They usually speak English, and if they don't speak English, they're like, they can figure it out quick enough, or they can go play for a German team where they learn English, and then go to, like, Sprout is a German team. Well, let's read this. Sprout was a team that existed. And when it existed, it was German, but it always had one or two non-German players on it.
Yeah.
And they spoke English, and that helped the German players figure out how to speak English.
Yeah.
And then you see players going to other teams.
Whereas in Brazil, they want to speak Portuguese, and they always will.
And even for the biggest team in Germany, even for big, they went through a time when they had Zantaras on it, and they still spoke English.
Yeah, I think they tried to teach Antares German, right?
That was
a thing once.
Yeah, Antares, I think they tried to.
German. Yeah,
but the point goes through is that because they have decided that they will be landlocked, they will be country locked, they will be language locked. All the inflation is fine, except for the guy at the top who doesn't sell anything.
Yeah, but big kind of the same issue, right? But on a smaller scale, because they can go international, they can just say, no, we don't want to pay 200k for this German player. We're just going to go international. And they have that option. I don't think Furia have the option to say, no, fuck you. We're not paying 700k for Fallen. We're going to go and sign Jane. We're going to go and sign some other in-game leader from we can go and sign Manx, for example. They couldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay. So now that news is out of the way, there is no point, and I seriously mean this, in talking about who they are replacing Art with in the future. I don't expect it to be Kai for forever. The reason I say that is because we don't know the budget Furia have. And as we just talked about buyouts, they all fucking suck. There's no reason to talk about it because there is a strong possibility that they just pick up a Brazilian player from absolutely fucking nowhere that we have no clue about. They've done it before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move on from this. We have another game today.
We have another game.
So we did our Wikipedia game. No. We did our Wikipedia game. But you and I last week talked about jerseys.
Yes.
We were talking about the FlyQuest one and how FlyQuest.
Call them shirts.
Sure.
It really annoys me that in esports are always referred to as jerseys when they should be shirts.
So Benji, one of our social media guys, heard our call talking about jerseys. And he has put together a tier list for us to make involving many famed jerseys.
Yeah. Can I talk about my least favorite jersey shirt of all time?
Is it on here?
Oh, it is. Never mind. Okay. It is on there.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would like to talk about it if it's not on here. Yeah. I'm more than happy to add it. But if it's on here, let's just run through it. So for those of you playing at home, I will make sure that our editor puts the tier list link in the description.
Yeah.
And you can tweet at ReadTLDR and at both of us if you think we're terribly wrong, which we won't be because we're right. But if you think we're wrong, you can try and tell us that.
We were going to do something like this in the magazine, and we were like, oh, we could crowdsource it. I was like, no, we need to be like the definitive voice.
We are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will be correct. So let's begin. Astralis, I wish there were, I guess I can.
It's like the block red with the deep
blue. Yeah, it's the block. This is an okay jersey.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's particularly bad, but I
don't. No, it is fine. And like I'm seeing the jerseys on here. There are definitely ones below it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
There are definitely ones above it.
It would never be my. I think Astralis themselves have had better shirts than this one as well.
Okay,
I think I don't know if they've had many worse, but Astralis are like their whole brand is very serious, so I think they're always going to have like very simple shirts.
Yeah.
And it's always like.
Okay, this next one requires explaining.
Yeah.
So this next one is the Cloud9 Worlds or MSI jersey from Korea.
I'm gonna Google
for
it.
League of Legends. Yeah. So I will have our editor put a picture of what we're talking about on the screen because these images are very small, and you deserve to see some truly terrible jerseys and great jerseys in their full size. So I believe it's the World's 2023 jersey.
Okay.
So basically, Worlds took place in Korea. Oh, they made it. They made it kind of like a. I don't think it's a kimono. I don't know how to explain it, but it has this stripe of clouds and stuff along it. It was for Worlds in Korea.
That is minimum fire tier.
Yeah, no, this is a very good jersey.
It's
an extremely
so
good jersey.
It might be like actual.
I'm leaving it fire.
Yeah,
I would not be opposed to goats, but we continue through the list.
Really sexy.
Okay, the next one I think you and I are gonna have different opinions on. This is the Gambit Major winning polo.
I go back and forth on this. I like that it doesn't look like an esports shirt.
I was going to say, I love that it's just a fucking polo and that Gambit have just done this, that just did this thing until they stopped being Gambit, that they just fucking wore polos. I love that.
Let me get another.
But is it
like
good?
It. I think it's very good.
I think it is very good.
Like there's a lot of shirts that look a lot worse than this.
Let me note that this is the Doja era version.
Yeah.
Not that it's a huge difference, but...
Not to be too rude or anything, that does kind of knock it down a bit.
But we also saw Zeus in one of these, so
yeah,
I think
Zeus,
we're...
Like, Zeus does elevate it. Zeus is cool.
I think I'm happy with very good.
I think very good.
Just on the sole thing of like it's not the exact same sports jersey as everyone else.
And no front sponsor as well, always good.
There's one. It's like one on the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, but not like along the stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a huge thing. Yeah, like they had the same sponsor on the shoulders, and like it was toned down enough that it was like I could wear this in public and someone would go, oh, what golf shirt are you wearing?
Or yeah,
like, what
golf? Exactly.
Like, who's Masters?
To me, that's quite important in that, like, I'm sure in Denmark you can just wear an Astralis shirt and out and nobody cares. It's fine. I saw a guy the other day in my hometown wearing an Overwatch shirt and I, like, he must have noticed that I noticed it and I looked at him like he was insane.
I walked to the other side of the street. Like, you can wear it, like, it's the same thing with band merch, but that's its own thing. And I say that wearing band merch right now, but like sometimes you can wear band merch and it looks really fucking stupid. And sometimes you can wear it and it's like legit enough.
Okay. I've got a couple of pieces of like band merch.
My favorite piece of band merch is one I don't wear often, but it's a neck deep sweatshirt. And it just says, it's just like the standard college font says Neck Deep, and then under it says generic pop punk.
Yeah, fair.
Excellent.
I've got a Placebo shirt, which has got like a design on the front that's quite, it's difficult to tell what it is, which is good because it just means it doesn't look like a band. The other one is King Nun, which does just say King Nun on the front. But the shirt, for some reason, is designed inside out. So like the tag is on the outside, the seams are on the outside. Very, very hipster.
All right. Vitality Paris Major jersey.
It's okay.
This goes between okay and mid for me.
Vitality have some really cool merchandise, but it's not their shirts.
Yeah, I'd agree. This also felt a little just like, I know this was the Paris one. I know Vitality's in Paris. I feel like you could have just been more Paris about it.
Yeah, but they weren't even French. They weren't even French for that.
No, they weren't French at the time. They had two French players, an Israeli, and two Danish players. But like, if this was supposed to be like the last bastion of French counterstrike at the Paris Major, it didn't scream France to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, that's what I wanted from it.
You convinced me. It's mid.
All right. Envious circa 2015.
It's either okay or mid again.
This is okay or mid. It's a... The
I
only
like
reason,
the big logo on the front.
I say, the only reason for me it's in okay is because it is such a classic jersey of 2015. Like, this jersey stood the test of time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't
a
bad jersey. It is fine.
Yeah.
And I think it's better than the Vitality jersey. So,
I don't think it is, but I think nostalgia pushes it up.
I think nostalgia pushes it a little bit, and I'm okay with nostalgia pushing me.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to discuss this. This is the new FlyQuest jersey.
Oh, yeah, FlyQuest.
That shit's goats.
Like, most FlyQuest shirts.
Here's the thing. If you haven't looked at this jersey, it's sick. But the other thing is like the Cloud9 jersey, like the Gambit jersey, they did something that other people don't do. They did this, like, iridescent text on the front that, like, is raised and stuff. It's very cool. And it's different, which is like a huge thing. It does not look like every other fucking jersey.
Yep.
Big fan of.
It's cool.
Let's talk about this.
The worst shirt of all time. The worst shirt of all time. Don't even.
This is the Mouse Sports bike jersey.
Yeah. Cycling is probably the worst sport in the world. We shouldn't be trying to copy anything off cycling.
Okay.
It's competitive drug taking.
But who thought it was a good idea on the Mouse Sports team, not the players, like in the Mouse Sports team to go, hey, we had an okay jersey the year before. I own the 2019 the jersey before this. It's the white one. It's just got like kind of okay-ish like arrows on it. It's fine. Let's take this jersey and make it a cycling jersey. Now, even if they just took that jersey and make it a cycling jersey, it would already be bad. But then they added
the weird
the digital camo that goes up half, stops for a bit to put the Vodafone logo, and then finishes.
I'm willing to say wearing this shirt is a lower point in Carrigan's career than being on Team Envy, and a lower point in Chris J's career than anything he did afterwards.
You may be right there.
I'm
sure
it's
bad.
It is. Everything about it is wrong. The half zip, I've never seen anything with a half zip look anything other than rubbish. The digital camo.
I think it's more quarter zip.
Whatever it is, it's awful. The digital camo, I've never seen a salt on the eyes. It's a real eyesore. The massive Vodafone logo being the only bit not in camo. Long sleeves is just wrong on an esports shirt. It's all bad. It's all bad. It's so ugly. I think it's the worst shirt of all time.
I would tend to agree. Here's the thing. I'm okay with long sleeves in esports jerseys as long as there is a short sleeve option.
I still think long sleeves on esports shirt is wrong. You're playing indoors. You do not need a long sleeves.
I don't know. I like long sleeves. Whatever. But that is like the smallest point about that. This jersey's terrible. We're moving on.
It's so bad.
We're moving on. SK 2017-2016. This is specifically 2017 because 2016 was the blue version. The gray version. Yeah, this is just fine. It is a very esports jersey.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say about it.
Yeah, it's a bit generic. It's a bit boring. Yeah. Not interested.
Team Spirit Kato 2024.
All Team Spirit shirts are cool. This one's particularly it's either fire or goat, yeah.
This is goat for me.
Yeah, it's really good.
This is goat for me.
They do have some cool shit, man.
This is really cool. And like, I know it does. Here's the other thing. Doesn't scream esports to me. I don't know what it screams.
It's great. Well, the betting sponsor on the front kind of
the betting spot. Yeah, but there is an amount of this that I just kind of have to go. There's a betting sponsor on the front. It is what it is. Like, fine. I wish people. I wish teams could fucking figure this shit out.
I'd be willing to wear that to the gym. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be willing to wear that to the gym. That isn't saying that much because I'll wear anything to the gym. But like, I'm willing to wear it in public, is what I mean.
Team Liquid Captain America.
I do hate Americans, but it's a cool jersey.
This is
that one could be called a jersey because it's Captain America.
I'm putting this in fire.
Yeah.
This is a good jersey. This whole set was a good jersey, but this was a particularly good jersey because they got Nitro to wear it. Because they had a bit that they were like in the Wolverine jerseys, and that just kind of didn't make sense. Or in the X-Men jerseys, I think it was.
What I'll say is this picture of Nitro. I think it's this picture of Nitro that made me think he's much taller than he is.
Yeah, this is from
actually really quite short.
This is from Nitro's return from Valorant video.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I know that from just a photo, but this is from the video of his return from Valorant where they put him in the jersey and everything.
Yeah, he's so much shorter than you'd imagine.
Okay. This is the G2 x DC Comics Superman jersey.
I prefer their, like, you know the one that's got like the blue, white, red sash?
Yeah, the one that they wear. Yeah.
This one's like very good, but they have better.
I'd agree. This is cool. Also, it doesn't have a giant betting sponsor in the middle.
This one reminds me, have you seen, I think it was last year's Fnatic one, the like with the flames on it.
Vaguely.
Hang on. I think it's like Fnatic 2023. Yeah, yeah. It's the like the one with like kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I didn't think it was.
I never thought it was flames, but yes, I know. I knew what you're talking about.
Yeah, it kind of looks.
You're talking about, okay, there's two jerseys of 2023. You're talking about the actual flame looking one.
Yeah,
the
one that's
not the one that just looks like it's kind of scratched a little bit.
Yeah. No, the one that's got flames on it. I think that one's kind of fire, and this one reminds me of that.
Yeah, I think this one's better done, though. I think I kind of.
You really? I prefer the Fnatic one.
I think the Fnatic one just kind of looks like orange blobs.
Yeah.
I get the fire, but like this seems a little more detailed to me. Also, the Fnatic one, and again, just giant ASOS logo in the middle of it.
Does it?
Did it not? No, it doesn't. I'm just absolutely capping. No, they did this right. They did this one right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
maybe.
That's why I like it.
Okay. All right.
It barely looks like like any kind of sports shirt.
All right. So the next jersey is the, I'm going to quote Ben here. Heroic Rio Major. When everyone and their dog threw Brazil colors on their shirts.
Yeah. Ugly.
This is the most mid shirt I've ever seen.
Yeah. Look.
This goes at the front
Heroic's
of mid.
Current shirt.
Great.
Gets a very good from me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say so.
I know it splits opinion, but that's usually a good sign. And yep. It's very good. This one was shit.
Yep.
I think Bad News Eagles had really, really cool shirts. Their Rio Major one is also really cool. It's like lime green with a white logo on it. It's cool.
Yeah, that was good.
That was like the best
it was
one.
Brazil colors, but it was still good.
That was the best Rio one, I think.
Okay. The Batman phase jerseys.
Let me find it because I can't remember what exactly it looks like. FaZe Clan X Batman. I don't like it. I'll be honest.
So there's a couple problems with this. One, it's blue and black. Like this, like bright blue and black, which doesn't scream FaZe at all to me. And number two, and more importantly, they've got this like weird thing going on with the shoulders where it goes in and then down, and it makes the area between this like line and the neckline really oddly large. I will make sure that there is a photo of this here.
I see what you're saying. So I have a couple of problems with it. One, I think you're sort of doubling down on cringe by having a Faye shirt with a Batman logo on it. Like, you can kind of get away with one in public. I don't think you can get away with both. It's a bit.
Faze is a known symbol at this point.
I think
so. Like, if you walked out with a Team Spirit logo on your shirt, like, no one would have any fucking clue.
Right?
Yeah. But if you walk out with a Faze logo, it's like walking around with an Optic logo.
Yeah, you just kind of look like a bit of knob. And then to triple down on that, there's a big G Fuel logo underneath it.
Like,
the actual design of the shirt, I think, is fine. It's the fact that it's Faze, G Fuel, and Batman. It's very, very corporate, which I think makes it mid.
I was going to say,
it's nowhere near as bad as the mouth shirt.
No, nothing will ever go in that tier.
But it's not good.
It's not good. I do have to say there is a slight plus that this was like a thing with Kerrigan because of the Batman mask and stuff for a bit, which is kind of cool. But it's not cool enough to bring it out of mid.
Batman thing kind of tired as well. I can't lie.
Yep. Okay. And the last one is
what the shirt is.
It's the Navi Berlin major jersey.
Navi Berlin major.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This is. Okay. So, again, our editor will put images here. But it's got. Like this red and yellow accenting, I kind of vibe with that.
It's like the Germany flag, and then like
the skyline of Berlin on the bottom is kind of nice too.
So it's really cool in theory, and then you see pictures of the players wearing it, and it just looks like they're wearing a knockoff big shirt.
It kind of just looks like a normal jersey,
but it looks like a big shirt.
No, I know, but like this was supposed to be their like, oh, it's the major jersey. We're gonna make something exciting for the mid, and it just feels like their normal jersey.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's okay because I like that they went for it, and I think it looks kind of cool, but it doesn't quite come off in the way you might have hoped. I think is what I would say.
I'd agree. I think this was good idea, poor execution.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's where I'm at. All right, so this is our list. I don't think there's anything hugely controversial on it other than the Gambit polo.
Gambit polo is cool, man. Anyone?
Both of us, I think, stand by everything on this list.
I'd stand by.
But
like, maybe if it was mine personally, I might move the Liquid down one to like top end of very good. But I understand it being fire as well.
It's like we're ballpark right on everything. It's not like anyone's good. I hope it's not like anyone's going to say, no, the Mouse jersey was good.
No, I don't think anyone likes that shirt. No. So if you had to put another shirt that's not on this list in the Burn It With Fire and another one in the top tier, what would they be?
That's a really good... Bad News Eagles may have to go in GOAT.
Some of theirs go in black fire one for me. I think theirs are wicked.
I don't know if... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it goes in GOAT. It's a really good jersey. You know what? I'm sorry. It's another FlyQuest jersey. It's the FlyQuest
World's one
that with all the flowers up the side. That one goes there.
Yeah.
That one 1,000% goes there. I
tell you what's a really... I mean, I put Guild Eagles in Burn It With Fire. I think their shirts are really ugly. Falcon shirts are really not great. Ent shirts are ugly. Oh, I know. For GOAT tier, the white Furious shirt that like went into
With the ink pack. Dropping.
Yeah. Wicked.
That's really good. That's a really good shirt.
I think the current Liquid ones are quite nice, but
that's the thing. I think the current Liquid ones. I think most. I don't think there's a Liquid jersey that goes below very good to okay for me.
Yeah,
I don't.
They don't mess up too often.
There's not any that I would say is GOAT, but there's none that I would say are bad.
I think the Mongol shirts are really cool. You've seen them. They're like black with like a gold.
Oh, shoulder. Wait, hold on. I feel the need to add something to this.
All right.
I'm making a last minute addition. I'm adding the Outsiders jersey.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I can't add it. It goes in goat tier. Yeah, it's perfect.
It does. It's just a black, like a black polo shirt that says outside. Outside. Yep. It goes so hard. It kind of looks merch. It looks like it's really, perfect. Really hipster band merch.
It's great. It's excellent.
Phenomenal. Really, goat tier. Really good. I think the Apex shirts are quite ugly, if you've ever seen those.
Yeah, I have.
I think there's only so much you can do with deep blue and orange as colors.
Yeah, the like the navy and orange kind of thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Actually, do you know who does have really good shirts? It's Legacy.
Yeah.
Legacy have cool shirts.
I could get behind
that. I think
I
just like black and gold shirts. I think they just look cool.
No, the Legacy one, they're very classy. They are not goat tier, but they are they're nice shirts. Like,
at least very good.
We didn't talk about the Eternal Fire ones, which are very good.
Yeah, love the Eternal Fire ones. yeah, I'm trying to click through and find some other ones that I liked. And
Old Virtus Pro is terrible, but
I think most
iconic
Virtus Pro shirts are bad.
I know. It pains me to say I own a Virtus Pro jersey, and it's
I was
going to
buy one, and it's like a lot of money for a shirt that I don't particularly like. I just like the brand.
I bought one. They were on sale for really cheap from ESL shop, and I put it
again. Another like another sort of black and yellow one that was going to be in the magazine when we did that. When we were going to do it in the magazine, have you seen Odic shirts? Like the Brazilian team Odic, so cool. Like actually, really,
those
really
are cool.
Sexy.
Those are cool. The
they just got the like logo, which is like a diamond shape.
Oh, who is so it? Sick. Is it like Parivision? No, maybe it's Parivision. Omcall's jerseys. Omcall?
I'm not sure. I've seen this.
Yeah, Omcall's got like these like big stripy.
I don't like that.
It's something, man.
It's a bit like the Vitality one that we put in, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And the big betting sponsor's always bad, I think.
Like, yeah, they're
Spirit get away with it because the rest of the shirt's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it does just kind of look like a football shirt, but
yeah. All right, we're gonna end here. If you have other ideas for game content at the end of episodes, because we're entering a weird time,
games, anything like that.
Give us ideas, because
cheese,
or just tell us you hate them and only put out a 27-minute podcast.
Yeah,
your choice.
You could always just turn it off after 27 minutes.
Yeah, you could just turn it off at this point.
We'll probably have more to talk about next week anyway.
There's Pro League next week, so.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end there. You can find us on Twitter at Logan Remhap, at ReadTLDR, and at AZAsk. I don't know why I did it in a weird order this time. We'll be back next week. We'll have Pro League to talk about with no Cloud9.
Hell yeah.
Bye, everyone.